Hi, I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I don't represent any company mentioned in this episode. These are my views alone. It's July 31st, 2026, and here's a striking problem. Some inference providers are now returning opaque, provider-bound session blobs that make your exported agent transcripts unusable when you try to move them to another service. Researchers at BitSight discovered that cheap Android TV sticks in the H96 family are being co-opted into an ad fraud and residential proxy network. Pedro Fillet traced roughly 38,000 boxes to one recovered telemetry domain, showing drag-and-drop Blockly modules that silently open browsers and click ads, a scheme that could net about $50,000 a day. If you bought a no-name stick, check for official Android TV or Play Protect certification, or keep it off your main network. It's not just slow streaming, it's someone else earning cash from your IP. The GCC Steering Committee announced it will decline any legally significant patches that include or derive from LLM-generated content. The rule leans on the GNU project's around 15-line threshold, while still allowing small helper snippets and machine-generated test cases. Maintainers will treat this as a living policy. Expect core infrastructure projects to debate provenance and enforcement loudly. This changes contributor workflows for projects people rely on.
This week, the conversation about inference APIs turned from features to ownership. Authors are warning that the transcript on your machine is no longer your session, but a partial view of a session whose operational state belongs to an inference provider. Providers are mixing plain text with server-side state, encrypted reasoning blobs, hidden search contexts, compacted logs, and ID-keyed stored responses. So what you export locally is only part of the runtime. That means simple migration operations you might expect, export, revoke credentials, continue with another provider, can fail because the new provider can't interpret those sealed blobs. The practical consequences are immediate for auditors, enterprises, and anyone running long-running agents. Audit trails become incomplete, deletion requests may be partial, and legal or compliance reviews lose context when state is fragmented across providers. Hacker News threads showed people scrambling. Some are building local session archivers and tools like Agent Kanban to reconstruct state, while others suggest design rules, make the local event log canonical, default to store false, and provide readable handoffs for any encrypted state. Those suggestions are more than academic. They're the difference between an auditable session and a sealed black box.
So how does this connect to engineering economics? There's a separate but related push to reduce dependence on heavy provider costs by making agent interactions cheaper and more portable. Martin Fowler ran an experiment refactoring a 17,000-line Rust file that agents were editing. After a disciplined refactor, input tokens for the same edit dropped from 159,564 to 27,360, an 83% cut. One commenter quoted Claude as saying the token reduction was falling off a cliff, and the point is practical. Rearrange code so agents see only the relevant context, and you make migration and self-hosting far cheaper. Linking the two, opaque provider-bound sessions push you toward the provider for continuity, while disciplined refactoring pulls cost and control back toward you by lowering token bills and making local continuation feasible. If providers insist on sealed blobs, smaller token footprints and local state logs become the levers teams can actually use. The community reaction suggests a split approach. Pressure vendors for readable handoffs, and at the same time, optimize your code and session design to minimize how much you need the vendor to keep running. One clear next step: demand readable, exportable session formats from providers and invest in code layout that shrinks your agent context, because portability and cost savings are now two sides of the same operational coin. When sessions are sealed by providers and tokens are the recurring bill, the real question becomes, who controls continuity, the vendor or your team? I'm Alex Morgan. Debug the Hype. Thanks for listening.